Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri is open now after winning praise and prizes at the Toronto and Venice Film Festivals. Frances McDormand plays a bereft and angry mother who rents three billboards to shame local police into finding the man who raped and murdered her daughter.
I hear those three billboards out on Drinkwater Road. You're in charge of renting them out, that right?
I didn't know we had any billboards out on Drinkwater Road. Where is Drinkwater Road?
It's a road out past Sizemore Turnoff. Nobody uses it since the freeway got put in.
You're right. You got three billboards out there. Nobody's put nothing up out there since 1986.
How much to rent all three of them out for the year?
The year? You want to pay for three billboards on a road no one goes down unless they got lost for a year?
Quick, ain't you, Welby?
Martin McDonagh wrote and directed Three Billboards. Woody Harrelson stars alongside Peter Dinklage, Sam Rockwell, and Caleb Landry Jones, a young Texas actor who was first seen as Jimmy Adler in Friday Night Lights and was in this summer's X-Men First Class.
Actually, first job was No Country for Old Men, Boy on Bike number 2 or 1. I think 2, though.
Well, Caleb Landry Jones has already joined us. Thanks so much for being with us. In this film, you play the guy who rents the billboards.
Yes.
What did you learn by watching the likes of Frances McDormand and Woody Harrelson?
That I am not a real actor. If anything, I'm just a charlatan of some kind or something.
Every actor is a charlatan. That's the point, right?
Yeah, maybe so.
So how were you discovered as a young actor in Richardson, Texas?
I was at my high school, Richardson High School, and my teacher, he reached out to a local talent agency, and I was 16, and maybe like a month or so afterwards, I got an audition for No Country for Old Men, and that was the beginning, I suppose.
And what made you want to be an actor?
The beginning, you mean. I think it was a few things, but probably wanting to be loved, probably acceptance of some kind, wanting to be a part of something.
That's one of the best answers I've ever heard.
You must have only heard a few answers, I can only think.
No, I've heard hundreds.
No,
at
you've
this
heard
point,
hundreds.
But when you ask people why they want to be actors, that's you really opened up. Thank you.
Well, I don't want to waste our time here, but yeah.
Despite your modesty about your talent, you keep getting put into these high-profile films.
Last year was a wonderful year, and these last 8 years have been a real blessing.
Are you a better actor now than when you were 16?
I hope so. When I saw that film, I thought it was an incredible film, No Country for Old Men. And they got up to my part, and I thought, oh boy, they really screwed up, you know, because I'd believed everything for every second until I saw my fat face, you know, and it really made me think, do they know what they're doing, you know, because I was terrible. But I hope I've gotten better. I've really been working at it.
But do you like doing interviews like this, publicity for films?
I've got to say, I was so excited to be a part of this, and now I'm being a part of it. I'm going, gee, Minnie, you've really probably screwed it up. But I find it kind of hard to talk about films because sometimes I feel like I myself still don't know what I think about even certain choices I made. I don't know if I'll ever figure some of those things out or if I should be trying to figure some of those things out. But I find the more I talk about it in this kind of way, I find myself feeling like I know nothing about, you know, what it is I've done.
Just because I have the honor to talk to you, there's a scene I really thought I had a problem with. Can I share it with you?
Yeah, please.
Mildred assails a family priest, telling him he wears the same uniform as priests who are pedophiles.
Culpable. So.
Culpable, right.
Culpable.
So he's culpable.
Probably my favorite word in the whole script, I think, was culpable.
Well, I gotta ask, during the last few weeks, isn't any Hollywood film pretty culpable with so much that has gone on, particularly where child actors are concerned? Is that really different than the Catholic Church?
I mean, I would think, I know, but I would say no.
Mm-hmm. What do you hope audiences take away from this film?
Throughout the film, you're constantly forced to look at a character in more ways than one. Pretty much all of them, you're forced to see in a different light. People are full of contradictions, you know. I'm a walking contradiction, and therefore you find yourself in shock of the places you're going, and you think one thing and it turns out to be another. You think this person has to be the bad guy, they become the good guy, and I love not knowing, you know.
Caleb Landry Jones, he's one of the stars of Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Or is that Missouri?
Missouri or Missouri.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much, sir.